thank you, Wendell Niles, and you all sound very happy down there tonight.
That was all right, that Mersey dose. I wish I was with you. I'm kind of lonesome up here all by myself on the stage at NBC.
Grannies, I hope this is the right studio.
Well, it must be, Lom. That man at the door was his brother, wasn't it?
Which one?
You know, the one you bought the Cracker Jacks from.
Well, that wasn't Bob Hope's brother.
Huh?
That was Bob Hope. Yeah, right in here, Abner. This looks like the place.
It does, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, this is the place we're looking for. See, there's the sign. Bob Hope Show. Autographs, 25 cents. What's the rest of that? In ink, 35 cents. Full name, 45 cents. Deluxe deal, autograph, handshake, and kiss, $1.
Who does he think he is, Red Skeleton?
Come here, boys.
Hiya, fellas. Hiya, boys. Is this the man, Lum? Hi, Dogus, he does look bad. Only thing I can suggest is that he put a splint on it and wait till it curves down again.
It ain't his nose that's bothering him. Mr. Hope likes his nose curled up like that.
Is he crazy?
Well, we ain't got to that yet.
Well, are you sure this is Bob Hope?
Why, of course this is Bob Hope, Abner. How are you? If you don't believe it, here, look at my draft card.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. Yes, sir, that's what I want to see. Let me look at that right now. Hmm.
What does it say?
I never knowed they was drafting wax.
Hey, let's see that. What's that classification 5X?
That's coward. Say, but it's nice of you fellas to drop in here.
Yeah, we heard you met up with the flu germ, Mr. Hope.
Oh, so you came over to cheer me up, huh?
We come over to cheer up the germ. All right, Dogies, I'm in the groove tonight, you know what?
Yeah, we heard you on the radio last week, and we could tell you was getting sick.
When did you first notice you was ailing, Mr.
Well, last Thursday I was standing on Vine Street and a blonde, two brunettes, and a redhead walked by.
What happened?
Nothing. That's when I called the doctor.
Well, we brung you a little medicine. It's just what you need, I think. It puts iron in your system.
Oh, don't be silly. I've already got lots of iron in my system.
Yeah, well, maybe this will take the rust off.
I don't give this to everybody because it's a family secret. My great-grandfather handed it down to my grandfather, and my grandfather handed it down to my father, and my father handed it down to me.
Well, that sounds interesting. Is it any good?
Well, we don't know. We're still trying to get somebody to try.
But I've only got a slight cough. It isn't a little early for the embalming fluid?
Well, it's good stuff. It's got tar in it and sulfur and alcohol and nitroglycerine and cures all aches and pains and ailments whatsoever of man and beast. Also makes good dressing for the hair.
Well, what do I do? Just unscrew the top and blow the flame out, huh?
Where did you get this flu germ?
I think I picked it up over at Crosby's house.
Oh, has his kids got it?
No, he was making up a package to send to Frank Sinatra. I really shouldn't pick on Frank that way. He's a nice fella. Just when he was a young kid, his mother pulled his bow tie too hard. I happened to be over there when Bing was playing a record of his, and I think it settled in my ears. I have something.
Settled in your ears, huh?
Yeah.
Let's take a look. Well, no wonder. No wonder he has trouble with his ears.
What do you mean?
Well, the drums are playing Mersey Dose.
Man, look at the size of them ears, would you, Lum? Just look at that. A P-38 head with B-29 wings.
Well, you think mine are big. You should see those tent flaps on Crosby.
You mean they're extra special?
They sure are. In the next election, the Republicans are going to use them for their mascot.
Well, what happened to the elephant they used last time?
Crosby's got him running in Hialeah.
I still see if you'd try this remedy of mine, you'd be a changed man.
Well, I couldn't take that stuff, Lum. People would laugh at me.
That's what I mean. You'd be a changed man. Yeah.
But now, don't you worry about your show tonight, Mr. Hope. You ain't got a thing to worry about, because me and Lum, we come over here to help you put it on.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Yeah, see, I'm going to sing a bunch of songs.
Yeah, well,
And I'm going to make a speech.
And I'll play my harmonica.
Yeah, and I'll tell a bunch of funny jokes.
Yeah.
Anybody want my part? Well, fellas, it's been nice of you to drop in, but we're on the air right now, and if you'll just let me go...
You mean on a coast-to-coast hookup?
That's right.
With thousands listening?
Thousands? Millions?
Oh. Well, that's different. Now, if you'd have taken Alka-Seltzer in the first place, you
wouldn't
have
had it. Now, wait a minute.
Alka-Seltzer, this is the Pepsi. And one of the multiple vitamin tablets.
Now, wait a minute. This is a Pepsi, don't you? Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Lum and Abner. Thanks very much for helping me out tonight. And I'm going to come over and visit you on your own show pretty soon. Thanks very much. Aren't they swell? Okay, tap it for me.